Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome the Enterprise Town Advisory Board for May 28th, 2025. For the first order of business, would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the roll call show that Chris is excused for tonight's meeting. All other county members or board members are present. From Comprehensive Planning, we have Anthony helping us tonight.
Matt, excuse me.
that Anthony is supposedly our liaison for tonight. So,
Tiffany's excused.
Yeah, Tiffany is out of the picture for a few weeks. So, have a few notes on tonight's meeting. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item for the agenda or clearly delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed in the posted agenda. Public response to the applicant's presentation will be limited to 3 minutes. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, BCC, or to the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room when you're done if you want to talk to the applicant additionally. Brings us down to our first item, which is our second item is public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about an item within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chair or by the board by majority vote. So at this point, do we have any overall comments on tonight's agenda? Yes, sir.
Sounds good. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Okay. At this point, so hearing and seeing none other, I will close the public comment this time. Brings us down to approval of the minutes for May 14, 2025, and I do not see any additions, corrections, or deletions. Carmen, do you have anything?
No.
Board members?
Yeah. Nope.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for May 14, 2025, the Enterprise Town Advisory Board as published. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is approval of the agenda for May 28, 2025 to hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. So first of all, does anybody have any withdrawals for tonight? Okay. We have several related applications on tonight's agenda. Items 2 and 3. Item 2 is VS250324. Item 3 is UC250323. The next group is items 4 and 5. Number 4 is VS250330. Number 5 is UC250329. And the last group is 6 through 9. Item number 6 is ZC250325. Item number 7 is VS250326. Item number 8 is WS250327. And item number 9 is TM25500082. Board members, any other additions or changes to the agenda? Matt, anything? Okay, thank you. So, I will make a motion to approve the agenda for the Enterprise Town Advisory Board for May 28, 2025, as amended. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Welcome, Anthony. Next item on the agenda is informational items, and I've got one item. It's a walk and talk with Commissioner Naff. Join Commissioner Naff for a walk around the Silverado Ranch Community Center indoor track to discuss Clark County, its departments, agencies, and any feedback you have about the neighborhood. And there's three dates for it. Thursday, May 29th at 9 a.m. Tuesday, June 24th at 8:30 a.m. And Wednesday, July 30th at 9 a.m. So, Carmen, do you have anything else?
No.
Board members? Anthony, do you have anything from the staff for us?
No.
Okay. Matt?
No.
Okay. So with that, I'll close the informational items. That brings us down to planning and zoning. Item number one is VC250283, an amended variance to reduce the side, rear and side setbacks previously not notified for an existing patio cover in conjunction with an existing single family residence on a 0.1 acre in an R2 medium density residential zone within a PC planned community overlay district in Southern Highlands Master Plan Community J, located in the west side of Valley View Boulevard and 190 feet north of Royal Scotts Avenue within Enterprise, for possible action. Do we have the applicant for that? Please step forward, state your name and address for the record, please.
Hello, okay.
Yeah, the green light on the bottom.
Yeah, I see that. Jacqueline Appyard, Appyard for Coda Patios. And we built the patio cover. We attach it to the house and it's not exceeding past the house. So the house already has its own variance for the 3 feet on the side of the house. And then for the back, we have it at 7'3". And we were just trying to get the zone variance for the back setback as well.
Okay. Anything else on it? I'll open item number one up for public comment. Any public comment on item number one? Hearing none, seeing none, we'll close the public comment. Board members. One question.
Yeah.
What is the construction material of this cover?
Aluminum.
Okay, so it is fireproof.
Yes.
Okay. That was one of my concerns, is because they noted in the staff report that it's already had a three-foot variance to the house on the property line.
Yes.
So.
Or even with the end of the house.
Yeah.
And the height of both patio covers is 9'6".
Yeah.
So plenty tall enough.
Yeah, it just turns out that the size of the property, anything you do requires a waiver.
Yeah, exactly.
Which also, too, there's multiple houses.
Can I have your name and address, please, also?
Yeah.
You're gonna speak.
Pat Hickson, 59120 Del Mar.
Thank you.
And then, So in the neighborhood, there's all kinds of patios that say
you gotta speak into the mic so the recording picks you up.
Yeah, all in the neighborhood, there's all kinds of patios the same setback. It just that we've multiple got approved before, and I don't know why this one just got stopped. Which
they if they require an intrusion in the setback, they all still require the application.
Yeah.
It's the unfortunate side product of these developments, is that they don't leave you much room to do anything else, and then you end up having to come in and ask for setback reductions as a byproduct of the development styles.
Do you need to see photos of the finished work?
If you've got it, that would be good. Chris, Carmen, do we have our okay, the big camera's up though. put them on the table. There's an overhead camera right above you.
Okay, sorry about that.
Which way is it? It's going like
towards the. There you go. Right there.
There you go.
I guess I'll do it one at a time.
You should have the remote over there in case they, they're probably.
Yeah, you, now, Anthony, you get to zoom. That's your position of honor tonight.
It's fancy over in summer.
And then here's this photo that you can see that it's at the edge of the house. It does not pass the house, not even by an inch.
Yeah, I think my comment on it is, if it would, I would say no, because of the setback. But it's a lundum, I think it, even though I don't like the setback, I think it works.
Okay. It looks pretty.
Yeah. And gives you a little more shade.
Yeah, exactly. It gets 130 degrees out here.
No, only 120 officially.
Yeah. And then I have plenty of more.
That was the one that really
mattered.
Okay. That's the other side.
So I think one of the other things is that the 1A variance is in the back and 1B is bought with the house to begin with. Is that true?
Okay.
When the house was built, it was constructed with less?
Of the setback, yes, on the, on the left side.
That's
yes.
where the confusion came in, because I didn't catch, I was the one who sold the job originally, and I didn't catch that when I did it. But I've never even seen that, really, to be honest.
We just automatically assumed 5 foot.
Right.
Yeah, some of the neighborhoods were built with 3 foot, requiring firewalls on both sides built into the house.
Yeah.
That's why I asked about the combustibility of the materials.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Tim, but...
Barry, anything? Andy?
No.
No, I think I can... Usually I don't like the setback reductions, and like I said, I think it's an unfortunate byproduct of some of these smaller, and especially with any characteristics here, though, in that even the setbacks even already reduced, so I think I can support it.
Awesome, thank you.
Okay, I'll make a motion. I'm number 1VC250283 for approval per staff if approved conditions. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Bring this item to items 2 and 3. Item number 2 is VS250324, vacate an abandoned easement vented in Clark County located between Frias Avenue and Rush Avenue alignment between Valley View Boulevard and Blois Avenue alignment within Enterprise. Description and file for possible action. Item number 3 is UC250323, use permit for proposed mini warehouse facility. Waivers development standards for the following: 1, reduce parking; 2, modify buffering and screening; 3, eliminate street landscaping; 4, increase fill height; 5, increase retaining wall height; 6, reduce driveway throat depth; 7, allow attached sidewalks. Design review for proposed mini warehouse facility on 1.7 acres in a CG general commotion zone located on the southeast corner of Valley View Boulevard and Frias Avenue within Enterprise for possible action. Good evening.
Good evening, town board members. My name is Susan Florian from Taney Engineering, 6030 South Jones Boulevard, here on behalf of the applicant. And
my name is Tony Sagavi. I'm with Carol Design Collaborative, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, Suite 450.
Good afternoon. I'm here to represent the vacation, and then Tony will be representing the special use permit. For the patent easement, it's only to vacate 33 patent easement of the east and the south, and then 3 feet of on the north.
Okay.
So I'll go through each of the numbered items that was here in the report. I would like to point out that this project was approved in 2019 and 2021. However, the ownership went through a partial change, and so that's where the delays come from. And a lot of the waivers that we're asking for are a result of the changes to the Title 30 code that was adopted in 2024. The first item is the reduction of parking. The new code requires there to be, it's 20 spaces for every, one parking slot per 20 spaces, and then another parking spot for every 400 feet of office, that's how we get the new parking requirement of 41 spaces, when previously only 5 were required. This is a low impact commercial building. Most people don't really park and then like walk their stuff into the building or to their units. They usually park inside of the gate and then load from there. So the increase in parking, it just seems high for this thing. Then the buffering, item 2A, we are asking to reduce the buffer to 10 feet on the east side. However, and I have a landscape plan here. We are double stacking the trees along the east every 10 feet, so it should provide an adequate buffer visually with the landscaping. Item 2B, a 6-foot height wall on the north part of the site. This site has a 50-foot NV Energy easement, and we're not allowed to put anything above 6 feet in that area, so we are asking for the waiver instead of the 8 feet. Item 2C is pretty much the same thing, I believe. Yeah, the decorative screening along the north. Item 2D is about the landscape buffer to the south, where 15 feet is required. However, as I mentioned, this was previously approved twice, as is, where the buildings are currently located. So we're hoping for leniency on that. Item 3 also has to do with the NV Energy easement. We can't put such tall trees inside of that area. So what we did provide as much length, like shrubbery, as we could. Items 4 and 5 increase the fill and the retaining wall height. That's mostly just so we can properly drain the site according to the engineering. Item 6, the throat depth. The ingress to the site, while it is short, you do turn north to go into the gates here, and then the path of travel is all the way around, and then you exit through a separate set of gates over here. So it should eliminate any car stacking. On Valley View, you do have quite a bit of depth here along the side of the building. And item 7, the attached sidewalks. There are attached sidewalks to the property directly across the street to the north on Freitas. So there is precedent in this area to have an attached sidewalk. With that being said, I'm here to answer any questions, and I thank you for your time.
I'll open items 2 and 3 up for public comment. Any public comment on items 2 and 3? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close the public comment. Board members?
Yeah. The unfortunate thing you have is that things have evolved since your project was originally approved, and you even came in for an extension of time at one point. I don't see any reason to reduce the buffers or get rid of the new requirements for the detached sidewalks. It's new thoughts on how to provide safety in the area for the pedestrians. And while this development across the street may have an attached sidewalk, it was also developed at a time that was a not the requirement to have the detached sidewalk. So timing's everything, and you're late to the show. You're going to need to do a whole lot better with the conversation about the throat depth, because Public Works is saying it's unsafe. And you're going to have a hard time getting anybody to agree with the throat depth when Public Works writes it that way. So you're going to have to say that you think that you're not going to stack, and they're specifically saying you're going to cause stacking in Valley View. It's really hard for anybody to turn around and disagree with something they've pointed as a safety issue. So.
The other thing, to just piggyback off of that, yeah, that the throat depth is definitely, it's tough to get past when you got Valley View and thinking that you're not going to have that traffic stack up.
I believe we're only like 4 feet short, so it's a fixable problem.
Just make it happen. It
sounds like if you make the landscape buffer happen, that you're going to get close.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. We're just going based on what we had approved prior.
Sure.
And getting the comments down before we have to go any further. I appreciate it.
The use permit, I'm inclined to agree with the idea there. I don't really have much of an issue with the reduction in parking spaces for this specific use. I understand the comment about the CMU wall. You're Phil, do you know how your site relates to the center line of the adjacent streets? If you're asking for 5 feet, Phil, is that, do you have a cross section that helps you explain that?
Yes, I do.
Sorry, this is really small to see, but the maximum fill is 5 feet.
Uh-huh.
It's right here. And we're trying to, there's going to be 5 foot of retaining, and then the 60 of you wall with the 5 feet of fill.
How's that relate to the center line of the adjacent streets, though?
We're trying to match it to the center line.
The elevation of it.
Do you know what your new elevation with the fill is compared to the elevation of the existing street?
No, I don't.
Yeah, my personal opinion is that the mini warehouse in this location is an appropriate use. The plan for it is not. It needs to come under the new code. For a long time, the staff was putting out all kinds of warnings about the code is changing, and things will change. And unfortunately, your application lapsed.
Absolutely.
And it's under the new code, so it's got to comply. Detached sidewalks, I would have a hard time walking into the county commission and telling them I was going to put an attached sidewalk in. It's something that they've been pretty hard over on.
I just want to add that there are no detached sidewalks
I know,
up there, so
but
there's
it
no,
doesn't,
nowhere to connect.
And no longer does it matter. That used to be a good argument at one time. But given where things have been going, it's detached is what is desired. And it can be made to maneuver into whatever is around it. But it's one more of safety that we didn't have before. And part of this is on Valley View, so that's, an arterial, so you want to get some separation between your pedestrians and your folks, and even on the local streets.
Valley View does have a detached sidewalk. Freyas that does it. I'm just saying, we do have both, but the main arterial does have a detached sidewalk.
My guess is they roughly put in about 4,000 or 5,000 houses along Freyas in that area.
Mm-hmm.
They had put all the density there. I
yes,
hear you, but
you're absolutely right. 4 years is 4 years. That's what happens.
Yeah, and the staff is talking about different ways that you can landscape within the.
I believe one of them said that you can put trees, but there are no 8-foot tall trees.
The staff report says there are in the Southern Nevada land, so I did not look, so I can't argue the point.
There's two palm trees, but we also can't put palm or pine trees in an ambient energy.
Yeah.
But I can put some tall shrubs. You're absolutely right. There are ways around it. I'm not trying to argue.
And, you know, or put a path through it. They've done some other areas like that.
So if I'm reading your cross-section right, your max fill location takes you to 2315 and the center line of the street's at 2314. So I don't have any issue with the increased fill. And that's on Frias, and then on Valley View, you're 2313 center line of the street, 2315, 2314.55 as your max location there. So those are more than reasonable, but it's helpful if you have that when you're asking for the fill increase as relation to the center line of the street, because fill from where it is now doesn't always mean a whole lot, especially if there's some natural washes or something through there. It's hard to judge that versus center line of the street. Help is helpful context.
So for my knowledge, or my understanding, make adjustment. In the earlier code, this was passed under approved under earlier code.
Mm-hmm.
If you recall, how many parking space were required?
It's five. It was five. You had to have five by the office.
And then now it's 41.
Now it's 41.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because of the you need one space for every 20 units, so we have almost 740 units.
That's a lot of units.
And then one space per 400 square feet of office space, and our office is about 1,050 square feet. So that's where the increase comes from.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Anthony, that's something the staff might want to look at for a storage unit. That seems like an excessive number of parking places required for a storage. I know we've got to do some tweaks. That might be one of them. Thank you.
You guys aren't the only ones. I think it's North Las Vegas. It's like every 500 square feet they need a parking space, and it does the same kind of thing. When you have a 100,000 square foot building, you end up with 60 parking spaces, 20 bicycle parking spaces, and stuff like that. I don't know who bikes to their storage unit to drop off their refrigerator, right?
Yeah, the reverse is also true where you have a church.
Yes,
you can seat 2,000 people and you can have 78 parking spaces.
Absolutely. You're 100% right.
You know, most of the time, it works.
Yep. No. Works for everything else, but this. It's, mini storage is always a weird little animal all on its own.
Yeah.
Every building typology is for the most part. But.
Yeah. Do you have elevations?
Yes, I do. I have the main building, three sides, and then the next page, whenever you're ready, has the other elevation and then the other smaller buildings.
Okay. Anybody else?
Concrete tilt up with a bunch of different paint colors on it?
I believe it's stucco. Finally, the office, it has its own like monument stack on the front and things to give it a little bit of character on the street side.
Where is your increased height of wall? Southeast corner? The retaining wall that you want to increase to 5 feet? You've got an application for increasing the height of the proposed retaining wall to 5 feet or 3 feet is the maximum.
5 feet right here.
Along the south. cross-sections only show 2.8. That's why I'm asking about that. Okay. Yeah, I mean, generally right now I would be supportive of the reduction of parking the CMU wall on the eastern property line and the increase in the retaining wall. I wouldn't be in favor of, and the use permit itself wouldn't be in favor of anything else.
Want to make a motion?
Sure. I'll make a motion, item number 2, VS250324, for approval per staff conditions.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Make a motion, item number 3, UC250323. Just making sure you're ready.
I'm ready.
For approval of the use permit, approval of waiver of development standards number 1, 2B, and 5. Sorry, and 4.
So 1, 2B, and 4. Approve waiver development standards, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And approve number 5 as well. Deny 2A, C, D, 3, and 6.
Can you repeat that so you can deny
2A,
C,
D,
okay.
3, and 6.
And 7.
7, how much?
7, yeah.
Helps if I flip the page. And 7.
Shot my own self in the foot.
6 and 7.
Deny 7.
Sorry.
And the design review.
And we have to deny the design review because of the waivers not being approved.
Okay.
Any discussion?
And per staff, if approved, conditions.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, town board members. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That brings us down to numbers 4 and 5. Item number 4 is VS250330, vacate and abandon easement under the Clark County located between Stark Avenue and Neal Avenue between Hardman Street and I-15 within Enterprise, description and file for possible action. Item number 5 is UC250329, use permits of the following: 1, mini warehouse facility; 2, outdoor storage and display; waivers of development standards of the following: increase building height; 2, modify buffering and screening along the freeway; and 3, reduce driveway foot length. Design reviews of the following: 1, proposed mini warehouse facility, outdoor storage and display on 1.7 acres in a CD general commercial zone, generally located on the north side of Neal Avenue and the east side of I-15 with an Enterprise, for possible action. Good evening.
Good evening, town board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. As you can see from the aerial, the site is highlighted there in yellow. It is located, it's about 5 acres, located on the north side of Neal, where Neal terminates at the I-15 there. We are coming in for a design review for a mini storage facility. As you can see from our site plan here, it is already zoned and planned for it's zoned commercial resort, and we're asking for a use permit to allow for a mini storage along with the design review. As you can see with our design here, Neal to the south, I-15 to the west of us there, we're proposing about 107,000 square foot mini storage building. It is 5 stories and 69 feet in height. I'll show you elevations here in a second. You can see access does come in off of Neal here. We appreciate staff's recommendation of approval on the use permit. As they note in their staff report, even though it is residential, to the south of us and planned to or zoned to the east of us. This is in the commercial resort corridor, and even with the existing homes there, a mini storage is a good transition or buffer between the homes and the I-15 there. With respect to the design, we do have one waiver that is with respect to our throat depth here. It is on the ingress side. The egress side does comply with it. It is in this area right here. It is about 16 feet where 25 would be required. While we are asking for the waiver, we do not think that it impacts traffic. As you can see, Neil does terminate at the I-15, so there is no traffic that would be going further westbound. This is where all traffic would terminate. Number two, this is a low use, so it would not be generating a lot of traffic to the site. That also would cause backup into Neil. Let's see from our elevations here. Again, as I mentioned, it is five stories, 69 feet in height, total of 483 units. The units range in variety of sizes from 5x5 up to 10x30 and in between there. We appreciate staff's recommendation of approval on the use permit and the design review. We do understand that Public Works is not supporting the throat depth. With respect to the vacation and abandonment, we do have patent easements that are on the site that are no longer required. So we appreciate staff's recommendation of approval on that, and I'm more than happy to answer any questions you may have.
I'll open items 4 and 5 up for public comment at this time. Any public comment on items 4 and 5? Hearing none, seeing none, I close the public comment. Board members.
Where is the outdoor storage in this?
Oh, sorry. So right here in the north east corner of the site, we have 8 spaces there that could be RV, boat. Here's the elevation right here. The canopy would be about 16 and a half feet in height, but it would be right here. 8 spaces located on the northeast corner of the site.
An interesting way to have to apply for that for outdoor storage and display. Don't think you're really displaying the RV.
Well, it's kind of tucked away, but they asked us to do it that way. We said okay.
I wasn't sure if there was something with the billboard I just wasn't getting or what.
So we do have an existing billboard here that that will remain. There's an easement there for that we're going to provide, but it fortunately does not affect our design.
Okay. Yeah. Question. One of the Public Works bullets, their very last bullet, is applicant to remove 2 parking spaces north of the driveway and 2 parking spaces east of the driveway. Any comments on that, or does that mean you're going to need a parking waiver also?
So we have submitted, I feel like we, if that's the condition, we can meet it, because what we did do was, like you heard on the previous application, the parking ratio for a mini storage is fairly excessive.
Yeah.
So in this case, there would be 28 required. We're providing 20. We submitted the reason you don't see a parking waiver on this is we did submit a PTOE, I think it's called.
Yeah,
it's a stamped engineering parking analysis, and that analysis, which was submitted, concluded that for this size and for our use, 16 spaces would be appropriate. So if we lost 2, we'd still be 2 overparked on per our study, per the study accepted by the county. So yes, we could live with that condition.
Yeah, I saw that was included in the paperwork on all this. So,
right.
And the staff mentioned it in their report. So.
Okay.
And that would eliminate the throat depth problem?
I think that would help resolve the 6. Yeah, because they said which parking is right here, I think. So, yeah, that would increase it. potentially by 9 feet to, because I think we're roughly 9 feet shy on the ingress side. The egresses we do meet.
Yeah, I just thought it interesting because, you know, staff objects to it, yet gives a bullet point on conditions,
yeah,
which eliminates their objection.
So yeah, right here are the two spaces to the east, meaning we could probably, we landscape that where that it basically removes the conflict by any backing out or turning. So that would be where Public Works is suggesting we agree to the if approved conditions. So I think it will.
Yeah, because given that, you eliminate the one negative mark on the entire application.
Right.
Can we approve the design review?
What's the width of the driveway?
I believe it's 32 feet.
And I mean also the pathway to the.
We're maintaining a minimum 24-foot drive aisle for fire, but it does range anywhere from 37 on this feet to 30 feet on this side. So, but anywhere from 30 to 37 feet, but we do have the minimum 20 feet. As you can see, we have, right, it might be hard to see on yours, but right here we do have it outlined, the fire access aisle.
Oh, got it. So it's two-way, you're allowing for
could
two-way
be,
traffic.
Right.
So Barry, your question is, with the Public Works condition, does that eliminate their objection and you can approve design review?
Well, I don't know that we can condition.
Yeah, it's kind of.
I don't know how to do that because the plan for the design review shows the parking spaces.
So what is interesting about this, if I may, sorry.
Please, I'm asking because
I don't what know. Is interesting about this, usually it's kind of a dollar. You get one kind of demerit, the whole project fails. Well, on this, they approved the design review, as you notice,
mm-hmm.
but denied the waiver. And I think I'm theorizing because of the condition, if you eliminate the two spaces, that's how on the planning side they could get to approving the design review.
Okay.
So while denying still the third. So anyways,
they
negate each other.
The design.
Right.
Yeah, you. The one item gets denied, but the condition takes care of the thing, and the design review can be approved because the condition took care of the item they denied. Yeah.
Exactly. There you go. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Board, what do you think?
I'm good.
Okay. All right.
I'm learning the problems.
I'll make a motion, item number four, VS 250330 for approval per staff conditions. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Make a motion on item number five, UC 250329. Approve the use permits. Approve waivers of development standards 1 and 2. Deny waiver development standard number 3. And approve the design review. Per staff if approved conditions. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Great. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah. That was interesting.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
Thanks.
I got to read four items in.
You're going to read them first. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You read them earlier, so I didn't know if you were.
Now I got to read a little more description than.
I know.
Yeah.
Hope Springs Eternal.
Next are items 6 through 9. Item number 6 is EC 250325, zone change, reclassify 1.86 acres from an RS20 residential 20 zone to a CG commercial zone generally located on the north side of Cactus Avenue and east side of Valley View Boulevard within Enterprise. Description file for possible action. Item number 7 is VS250326, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Valley View Boulevard and Polaris Avenue alignment and between Cactus Avenue alignment and Rush Avenue alignment, portion of the right-of-way being Valley View Boulevard located between Cactus Avenue and Rush Avenue alignment, and a portion of the right-of-way being Cactus Avenue located between Valley View Boulevard and Polaris alignment within Enterprise. Description file for possible action. Item number 8, WS250327, waivers of development standards for the following: 1, increase maximum parking; 2, increase retaining wall height; 3, modify residential adjacency standards; 4, reduce driveway approach distance. Design review for the proposed expansion of an existing shopping center on 4.17 acres in a CG general commercial zone located on the northeast corner of Cactus Avenue and Valley View Boulevard with Enterprise for possible action. Number 9 is TM2550082, tentative map consisting of a one-lot commercial subdivision on 4.17 acres in the CG General Commercial Zone, located on the northeast corner of Cactus Avenue and Valley View Boulevard within Enterprise for possible action.
Good evening. Do you want me to just rest with that? my name is Maren Perry, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here today representing the applicant, and my architect let me know before I came here that he was not going to be able to meet me because of a health concern with his mom, and I said, it's great, well, put it on my computer and it'll be fine, and for some reason I can't connect to the internet, but I think that I can figure it out if you can bear with me just a little bit. Okay, so I have a copy of this map right here. This property is, I've been working on this property for maybe 12 years, probably, you may even remember it. It is, let's see, the property is right here, parcels 009 and 010. This site was previously entitled to, as a project that went sort of in an L shape, because my client was unable to secure this corner piece. And he ultimately constructed, a project on the east side, but there were some concerns about parking. There was a parking variance, and when my client had the opportunity to purchase the site on the corner, he put together a transaction that would allow him to buy this side, or this strip at the top, to add more parking. And then the rest of the parcels above were sold to another developer. So we came through with a proposal for this site here to, again, finish this way with the additional parking. Once we got through the public works review process, we were about to finalize our submission and notice that on the agenda, the property here that had been sold and separated from this was rezoned to residential and was about to be approved, and we would thus then be subject to residential adjacency standards. So we went back to the drawing board so that we could do as much to satisfy the residential adjacency requirements as possible. We moved some things around, added the 15-foot landscape buffer and the 8-foot wall. The one thing that we couldn't completely remove was a drive-through. Sorry, I'm doing this in a weird...
It's on
the drive-through here. And then there is a drive-through here. So from a residential adjacency standpoint, we were able to meet all of the other requirements. So our waivers are to decrease the distance to this drive-through. And this one technically requires a waiver as well, because even though the box is right here, they're going to measure it from up here. So those were the waivers that we requested with respect to residential adjacency. Again, we were able to increase the buffer, add the double row of trees, and the drive-throughs just existed where they existed. We do have a
a condition, a proposed condition that would not allow this one right here to have a call box, and we're fine with that. We're fine with that condition. Associated with the application are vacating the patent easements over here, combining the lots, because as you can imagine, it's pretty hard to add onto your building with a property line in the middle, and then the application for design review and zone change. And we appreciate staff's recommendation of approval, and I'm happy to answer any questions. There is one waiver, sorry, there is one waiver over here. To get our 8-foot wall, given the grade change, we did need some retaining wall. So we do have a request for a waiver that we understand staff is recommending denial on. I kind of wish Tony were still here, because it's my understanding that this property up here is actually changing their grade down so that we won't require that waiver anymore. We were coming in sort of in parallel paths, and we were lucky enough that we hired the same civil engineer who said, hold on, we can make these match up. The only hesitancy that I have for necessarily just withdrawing that waiver at this time is that I don't know if these guys are technically approved to change what they're changing yet. So I don't have control over that. But that is my presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay, I will open item 6 through 9 up for public comment.
Oh, when you say these guys up there, is that the...
Sir, if you're going to comment, you got to come up.
Yeah.
And we need your name and address for record.
Name is Peter Areola, 11142 Scotch Red Court, Royal Highlands. That area up there, is that...
Can you speak into the mic so we
that
can...
That area up there, is this... These guys, when you say, is that Cambria Bay D.R. Horton community?
Right now, it is empty, but approved for a Beezer project.
It is Beezer right now?
That's what I saw on the agenda. So, but it hasn't been constructed yet. I did see that the property was transferred from the group that we sold it to, from them to Beezer, so I know that it is Beezer, but we weren't part of the application.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Any other public comment? Hearing and seeing none, I'll close public comment. Board members.
Yeah, I've got no problem with the idea of having a commercial development there, the zone change in general, I don't have an issue with the 10-foot map, makes sense to me. The residential adjacency guidelines are not suggestions. I think they're hard and fast rules, and I don't think there's any compromise to be had on those. So I think that the drive-through lanes are unacceptable and should move forward. I don't have a problem with the increase in parking. I'm a little torn on what to do with the retaining wall, but it's hard to be supportive of a change that you're telling me you may not be.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that.
We've pretty much got to go with what's in front of us.
Understood.
You know, we can't guarantee, and we don't know about the other project, so.
Same boat.
Yeah, my thought was on the original adjacency standards. One of the things we've done otherwise is require a sound attenuation wall. Like in here, could go from the east side of building B over to just about the street line. And you have an 8-foot sound attenuating wall.
I'm not familiar with the costs for constructing something like
Well, that's something that we've used in other cases where squawk boxes, drive-through lanes, etc. And I was looking at, there's going to be a fair amount of traffic in that northern portion, the way the roads are set up in this particular project. So it would not only help for squawk boxes, etc., but it would help for some of the other vehicle traffic in there. So. Now, what my other board members think about it, I have no idea.
I have one question for you. The application number 7, item number 7 or 6, maybe, sorry, has only one parcel, and then all the remainder has two parcels. Whereas the other parcel with
010 is already constructed, right? So why mm-hmm. is part of this application?
Because this was additional area that was purchased specifically to add the parking after we had a previous mm-hmm. parking variance under the prior code. So it, because the prior configuration went all the way up this way, we had already changed the zoning. There used to be actually a mini storage, which
yeah.
is kind of funny, right here, and some additional commercial. So the zone change had already been completed on all of those parcels, which is why we weren't first subject to residential adjacency,
like
because this was zoned commercial. So as soon as it was switched, we were back where we were.
Yeah, plus their tenant's map puts it all onto one commercial map
yep.
in there. And with the anticipation of additional restaurants, additional parking is probably not a bad thing.
That's, as much as we heard from the county about the reduction in parking, there were significant efforts taken to purchase.
There are several shopping centers in Enterprise that you have a significant problem getting into, particularly around dinner time, because the parking is not adequate.
Totally appreciate that.
Yeah.
I believe there's a Domino's, a Subway, a tavern. So.
Yeah, you know, so that's, you know, it's another area where I think we need to look at the code when you're anticipating restaurants, or will we get in line, and one restaurant was planned, and now we have three.
Funny backstory, if you'll indulge me, because I've been working on this for so long. It was because this expansion used to be up here under the prior code, it qualified as a shopping center, so the parking
mm-hmm.
was under. But when a restaurant wanted to come in here, we then needed more parking before the 25,000 square feet was constructed. So that's why we had to come back in for the variance, so they
yes.
could open.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, we'll just buy the property, it'll work great. Put in the drive through, everyone will be happy. And
yeah.
then
but welcome to the new coast.
Well, and well, and the zoning, we were fine until mm-hmm. the zoning changed directly to the north.
Yeah.
So
board members, how do you think we should go?
I'm kind of torn on that drive through lane. I think I agree with Bears.
But that's too close.
I'm having a hard time picturing someone not having a squawk box. I know it can be done in some restaurants, but we're not there yet with the general public. Do it, Barry?
Sure. I'll make some motion and we'll see how we go. I'll make a motion on item number 6, ZC250325, for approval per staff conditions.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Make a motion item number 7, VS250326, for approval per staff conditions.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
I'll make a motion item number 8, WS250327, approval of waiver of development standards 1 and 4, denial denying waiver of development standards 2, 3, and the design review.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Make a motion item number 9, TM25500082, for approval per staff conditions.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Unusual to recommend approval of a tentative map and not approve the design review, which is an interesting set of circumstances.
But there's no design review attached to the tentative map.
Yeah. Normally.
Yeah. Different.
Thank you, and thank you
thank
for
you.
Indulging my flag.
luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. That brings us up to general business, which there is none. Then down to comments by the general public. Period devoted to comments by the general public on matters relevant to the board jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on the matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, it will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. So do you have any public comments at this time? You have a comment, sir? Please step up and...
Joseph Sharafi, 5069 Upper Falls Court, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89141. Is this where we, the public comment, because this isn't to the agenda. I sent an email and I got an email response saying back that if I wanted to say something, I could say something at the comment part.
Then this is for anything under our jurisdiction. Now, we cannot have a discussion on it, but we note it and send it forward.
Well, my name is Joseph Sharafi. I'm the founder of the Stop the Traffic Foundation, a nonprofit based here in Las Vegas, based on fighting child human trafficking. Las Vegas has one of the highest trafficking rates in the country. Over 5,000 people trafficked here each month in Nevada, and that's from the Shared Hope International in 2023. 86% of trafficked kids come from foster care from the FBI in 2023 as well. Nevada ranks as number one per capita for illegal sex trade, a national human trafficking hotline. This isn't someone else's problem, it's happening here in our zip codes. And years ago, my own son was taken across state lines, and it took two states and months of court and a wonderful judge to bring him back, and I got lucky, many parents don't. That's why I've launched Stop the Traffic Foundation to protect kids before it's too late. And this is what we're doing now. We're reviving Clark County's former Safe Place program, training gas stations, libraries, local businesses to help kids in crisis. The Lift the Veil initiative, we're working with state leaders to bring mobile x-ray vehicle scanners like the Leidos M6500 to Nevada, the DHS grade scanner that can spot hidden victims during Amber Alerts of traffic stops. It scans 60 to 150 cars per hour and detects people, weapons, and contraband. We should have this in the state that's run with the, you know, up to the second highest in human trafficking in the United States. Vegas Traffic Film Screening. So we made an award-winning film based off of true events, and it's been shown at City Hall and Beverly Theater, different film festivals all over the United States, and with the help of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. It opens eyes, and it gets people to act. And here's how Enterprise can help. We ask that people help identify safe haven locations. If you're a business that wants to help support, please get a hold of us. Support scanner legislation and pilot programs. Host a community screening of Vegas traffic where we can hold an awareness event with authorities in this field. We're not asking for money, we're asking for a partnership. And I appreciate your time and your leadership, and let's protect kids together.
And can I just have the name of your organization again, make sure I've got it correct?
That's Stop the Traffic Foundation.
Stop the Traffic Foundation. Thank you. Are there any other public comments at this time? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close the public comments. Next meeting date, the next regular meeting will be June 11th on 2025 at 6 p.m. at the Silverado Ranch Community Center. And I will make a motion to adjourn at 7:04 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.